10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
Simple pimp.
stomach stab. What are the things that you have to clear out? Baking powder, big jar of mayonnaise. What about all the uneaten sausages? Clean the fat out of the grill pan. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Hours of music that goes through lots of time and space, lots of genre bending mind loops that'll have you questioning how all of it fits together so well. She's really awesome. But the Greenfield Records is now underwriting Voyager 3, and I want to give shout outs to them and acknowledge their business. If you find yourself in the need for music or a good book, that's what they offer there. Okay, we're currently listening to 24 Karat Black, which is a theme. That's also the name of the band. I guess maybe it's the theme for the band, 24 Karat Black. We're going to be listening to a little bit more of this because I like it so much.
No, we're not, Vincent Dango. We're actually going to be listening to some of New Orleans' finest. This is a new greatest hits I picked up called Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And truck on down with the mambo swing, the Mardi Gras mambo, 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 Mardi Gras mambo, 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 Mardi Gras mambo, down in New Orleans.
Takes a cool cat to blow a horn on the side and Rampart Street. The combo's there with a mambo beat. The Mardi Gras mambo, 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 Mardi Gras mambo, 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 Mardi Gras mambo, down in New Orleans. Mardi Gras mambo.
Your captain, Vincent Dango on Voyager 3. Traditionally, I start the show at 5 p.m. on a Monday, although you might hear it on a Wednesday or a Saturday. You never know. If you're listening to WMCB.net, you could be listening to this practically at any time that the internet is available to you. And if you have Starlink, not to endorse any international conglomerate, but if you have Starlink, you could even be camping in the Ozarks or the Cascades, wherever, the most remotest places on Earth, and still be acquiring this through WMCB.net. Next, we're going to be listening to Duane Eddy's, one of the shining stars in the orbit of Voyager 3 here. We're going to be listening to Walkin' and Twistin', in parentheses, I'm Walkin'. This is from Duane Eddy. I'm
someone told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know?
Why should I care?
Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Well, if you don't know, now you know. That was the Zombies. Okay, you're listening to 107.9 on the dial. That's WMCB LP Greenfield. We're based in Greenfield, Massachusetts. If you happen to be driving through right now our beautiful town here in Western Mass, you're probably hearing some fun songs. It's pretty easy to tell what show you're listening to. That would be Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Gough. And the reason why it's easy to tell is because I've already played one Dwayne Eddy song. That is an artist that is exclusively played on Mondays between 5 and 6, or replayed, rebroadcasted, that is, on Wednesdays, midday. And it's also rebroadcasted, you might be hearing it on a Saturday between 10 and 11. We're big fans here of Dwayne Eddy. We were just listening to Walkin' and Twistin' I'm Walkin'. And then we just heard... She's Not There, a major hit by the Zombies. And now we're going to listen to something by The Ventures. We're going to listen to, let's see, side two, Moon Journey from Runnin' Strong.
We'll be right back.
Just listening to Jimmy McGriff's the Bird Wave, one of his more classic albums there. That one's pretty fun. That one, it might have a kind of raunchy name. I'm trying to remember the name of the album. Let's see. That would be from Groove Grease. That probably is not raunchy at all. I think that's just like to make sure that the vinyl is spinning at the exact speed that you would like. Okay, so let's see what we have next. Oh, yes, I have another installment, the latest installment, if you will, of Ben's Barnacles. For any of you counting out there, this would be episode 4.
Ben's Barnacles. Welcome to Ben's Barnacles, where I share the thrilling saga of watching my coffee get cold while I searched for my reading glasses that were on my head the entire time. Riveting stuff, really. Oh, the Halloween candy conundrum. You know when you're expecting chocolate or something with substance, but then you reach into that bag and pull out circus peanuts? Those orange foam things that taste like artificial banana mixed with disappointment. They're not even trying to be real food. They're like someone took packing material and decided to make it vaguely sweet. Your mouth expects one thing, gets confused, then just gives up entirely. That's Ben's Barnacles for you. The stuff that sticks to your brain like, well, barnacles.
Well, well, real again. That's the same old place. How y'all doing? Yeah, my man. Uh-oh, here come trouble. That same old cat again.
What's happening, Jill?
Why?
You been in jail, ain't you?
Now, how come I had to be in jail?
Well, it's just good to see you back on the scene again.
Yeah, I've been away.
Hey, look here.
What is?
If you keep messing with my old lady, you're going back.
Say, man.
Yeah.
Speaking about your old lady, I seen that new girl you got.
Yeah, ain't she nice?
Yeah, she got everything a man would want. My man, pound, kiss, everything.
And what's that?
Where
at? I was out with your girl.
Is that right?
Yeah. Man, that chick was so skinny. She had a tie, some knots in her legs, and made some knees.
Oh, that wasn't none of my girl.
Who was it?
That was your wife.
You tried to call my old lady ugly on the fly.
No, I wouldn't call her ugly. The word ain't in the dictionary to call her.
Them that fight words.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's all right with me.
You meet me after dark tomorrow night in the alley.
I'll be there.
You gonna be there by yourself?
That's right, I'll be there all by myself.
I know it cause I ain't coming.
Say, man.
Yeah.
That sure is a nice suit you got on now.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, Shaw.
That's
a Seymour suit, ain't it?
What kind of suit is that?
Seymour holes in your sea suit.
Say, you know what, babe?
What is?
I can do what you doing.
How come you ain't doing it then?
I got you doing it.
Somebody's got to do something up here. You ain't doing nothing.
I done told you you can't do what you see me do.
What you doing, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You look like an accident going to hell.
That's all right.
pouch.
Okay, I hope you can hear that. It seems like I maybe had a switch on or off. I have a mystery sound I want to play for you from our local DJ. This is Greenfield's youngest DJ. You've been listening to 107.9 on the dial. That's WMCBLP Greenfield. That's WMCB.net. If you're ever interested in learning more about myself, okay, well, I'm not really sure why you'd want to learn more about me, but my name is Vincent Dan Gogh, and I pilot this intergalactic messenger known as Voyager 3, usually on Mondays, and that's when I go live, but it's rebroadcasted on Wednesdays and also on Saturday mornings. We got a lot of great things that happen on this show. We have, on this station, there's lots of live DJs for our humble little space. We're community run. If you ever want to donate some money, there's a button to do it on our website. Again, that's WMCB.net. If you ever want to talk in person or get a request out there for a song, you could call 413-475-3958. And it's a great way to get in touch with me or whoever's online or whoever's broadcasting. They can answer questions about how you could become a DJ, how if you like to spin records, if you like to use some streaming service, if you want to use Bluetooth, if you want to use a tape player, if you want to use a CD player. It's all here. It all mixes through our Arc 10, and it's awesome. It's really great. We're going to play a mystery sound. Okay, we're going to introduce that, and then I'll play a couple tracks. If you have it in your heart, okay, to donate your voice and time and higher level frontal lobe capacity to guessing the mystery sound, feel free to do it. Okay, I'll give you a couple songs in between hearing the mystery sound and your ability to think about it. Okay, so some thinking music, if you will. Okay, let's see.
Try to guess what this mystery sound is. Let's listen to that again.
I don't know. I'm pretty curious. I'm going to play a couple songs for you and see what we're going to see. Again, the phone number here is 413-475-3958. If you have it in your heart to want to figure out what that song is, be my guest. I think it's going to be awesome. Okay, next we're going to hear Andre by the iMark 4, which is a new band to me, and I'm finding them so contemporary and so funky. Let's see what you think. Thank you. Well, the call went out and the call came in. We have a caller. Caller, would you like to say hello to the listeners of WMCBLP?
Hello, listeners of WMCB.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to this evening?
This is Mick from Greenfield.
Mick from Greenfield. Are you calling on behalf of trying to understand what this mystery sound is this week?
This mystery sound, I'm very curious, yeah. Can I say what I think it might be?
Guess away, please do.
All right, to me it sounds, not to get too specific, but like a nylon rope that's sort of being whipped around, like you're sort of spinning it overhead and you get that sort of quasi-whipping noise and you somehow recorded that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, like a whipping, like a whistle, something like that. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, I would.
Okay, let's hear it again right now.
Oh, you know what I think it is, actually?
What do you think it is?
I think, you know, the little penny whistle things? It's kind of like a slide trombone, but like a little play version of it. You kind of move the stick in and out. It makes it like you're supposed to blow in it or something.
I think that's a pretty good guess. I do actually know what it is this week, so I'm really trying to bite my tongue. When DJ Lava Dragon sends this in each week, I try not to listen, so I'm also like just as involved in real time with anyone listening. Would you like to have the reveal?
Sure, unless there's another caller on the line.
No, I think that's okay. I think we got a caller, and we should mark that as a win. All right, so this is what we have. This is DJ Lava Dragon's big reveal.
Okay.
That was the sound of me head blowing.
That was the sound of DJ Lava Dragon head blowing. But he did send me another explanation because he thought that might not be clear enough. So let's hear that.
Wait, actually it's called wind swishing.
So that's DJ Lava Dragon wind swishing. What do you think about that, Mick?
Is that like a form of whistling, like a cousin to whistling?
I think it's a cousin to whistling, yeah. I think he's like rapidly moving air in and out of his pucked pucker, if you will.
Yeah. Well, very clever.
Well, Mick, I think you still have earned yourself a song request. Is there anything I can play for you? Or any dedications you'd like to make?
Oh, man. Well, you've caught me on the spot here. I didn't know that I needed to have that. Do you have any song that would have something like a penny whistle or some other kind of slide? Something or other.
I love the idea of it, and we're going to make that happen.
All right.
Thank you so much, caller, and feel free to call in any time. That was Mick from Greenfield, who called 413-475-3958, which anyone is welcome to do any time if you have a song request. Thank you so much, Mick.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, that was none other than the Penny Whistle song, and that was by Leroy Anderson. I'm not sure if everybody knows that cover of the Penny Whistle song, but that goes out to Mick, who called, and I want to thank again to DJ Lava Dragon. Before I forget, I want to make sure that everybody's aware that this show, Voyager 3, by your host, myself, Captain Vincent Dan Goh, is underwritten by none other than Greenfield Records, a place where I frequently purchase records for this show. So if you're ever in downtown Greenfield, feel free to spend your time and hard-earned equivalent of labor at that space if you feel so inclined. I've neglected a shout out that I've wanted to make for a couple of weeks. And so this next song that'll be played by Bernard Pretty Purdy, and this song is called Purdy Good, which is pretty fun, a good play on his name. This song goes out to Katniss Everdeen from District 12. As always, be good to your neighbors. Be good to yourself. Be good to everyone. Be good to yourself. Just be good. Good night.